In a time before online dating, an unusual dating handbook claimed to be sparking skeletons' love lives alight. Published in the 1990s, actually 1995, it's called The Rules, Time-Tested Secrets for Capturing the Heart of Mr. Right, was an instant bestseller, setting out a set of strict statutes for how to attract and keep a partner. It gained a cult following. And also, there were movies made as spinoffs, such as He's Just Not That Into You. And, well, we've did a little bit of digging and see if these dating rules from the 1990s would actually work today in 2018. Well, some things might have changed.
It's almost 2019.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And these rules are actually tailor-made for ladies who are interested in men. So
good.
That's the specific.
That's, yeah.
The 1990s.
Finally, the tables have turned.
So when a lady is trying to,
let's say,
chart her romantic journey.
Yeah, what's up?
Bring the razzle-dazzle and
bring that razzle-dazzle
to attract men.
Yeah.
The first rule she has to remember would be that you're dressing for men, not for other women.
Wait, this was in the 90s, yeah?
In the 90s.
I wish I was living in the 90s, baby.
Because, well, first of all, men and women have different perspectives when it comes to beautiful. I know some very specific female stars that I think are extremely sexy and beautiful
what?
And attractive. And a lot of...
We should hang out sometime.
A lot of straight men just don't get it. They don't get the beauty. They don't understand it. But if you are dating a man and you are actually going to the date at that evening, maybe dress up for him instead of...
What?
Instead of for
never,
your
never dress
girlfriend.
Up. Never dress up for a guy.
You're not agreeing with it.
No, because you know what? Guys would just prefer you not wear anything at all. So just don't dress up for guys at all. I'm being honest, ladies. I'm not going to come over here and tell you a bunch of poppycock. I'm going to give you the brass tacks.
Coming from Ryan. Okay.
Hey, guys are dogs sometimes.
Sometimes.
Even for the first date?
That's why, you know, that's why I'm not a cat person.
Because you're a dog.
Ruining it!
Anyways, listen, guys, of course, dress to impress, but I don't think also that you should be dressing in mind of a man, because on some level, too, of course, you know, you want to be sexy, you want to be classy, but let's say the first date, you know, I wouldn't throw that out there. I would dress nicely, but, you know, honestly, I'm a guy, you know, and... I've seen how guys are on first dates, especially these days, and I would just say, you know, when you're getting to know somebody for the first time, realize that things could go really weird, get really bad, they could be really clingy, they could be really awkward, they could be X, Y, and Z. So just dress to impress, but I would say don't dress for the man, because I feel like you're in danger of dressing too sexy. And I feel like you should only bust out that sexy clothes, that sexy dress, for somebody that you're comfortable with.
That deserves it.
Mm.
That's very interesting, because I also kind of want to know what's your point on don't be funny. Mm. Because being funny is considered not feminine enough, not intimate enough. It's just funny is for friends, not
Who
for date. Is it?
Rules. I love a
That
group.
Was the 1990s.
Yes, 1990s.
Must have been very serious people in the 90s. I love somebody with a good personality. I feel like, you know, for me... getting to know somebody, even if they're really pretty, that's just not important as much as having chemistry, right? How are you going to sit down with somebody if they're just a pretty face, you know, and you have nothing in common? I think one of the most important things is chemistry, and in which case, I think for a lot of people, that means having a sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if nobody laughs at your jokes, don't you just kind of feel awkward? You just feel like they're not getting you. Humor is a way to connect to people. So if I make a joke like, ha ha, New Hong Lin, I don't have any jokes. Anymore. Oh, there we go. There's one. See? And then in which case you laugh, and then I'm like, hey, I got her to laugh. Maybe she likes me and this kind of thing. I think being funny is important for both people.
Yeah,
lightens
I think
the
so
mood.
Too, actually. Yeah. If she
what do you think, Hyung, about these two?
Oh, thank
dressing,
you for asking
dressing
me.
For men and being funny.
Okay, well, certainly I think it's important to be with the guy or the woman to be funny, bring some sense of humor. Because life is hard enough. Who can survive without whimsical and being able to laugh together.
Absolutely.
And that would be so difficult. So I think that's possibly a cornerstone for whether this can work or not. But there's one thing I like to say about what a wear. Because, Ryan, sometimes you meet this person not at a date. You just saw them on the street or your colleagues.
You ran your shopping cart into theirs in the grocery store purposefully, but you told them it was an accident.
Yeah, and that's how romance novels start sometimes. But my point here is that sometimes it's what you wear. Your fashion choice is not just about, you know, going on a date or not. It's about how do you wear yourself, conduct yourself. You don't know where love is going to hit you or the possible Mr. Right, Miss Right, whatever is going to turn up. So, I mean, then that there is something that we need to one should decide, I suppose. That is, you know, what do you want to project and how you want to dress yourself?
I think you should always just dress the way you want to dress, and then you'll attract the guy that's interested in you for you. Otherwise, you're just making a fake. If you're dressing for somebody else, then you're giving them this fake facade. You know, it's just unrealistic. If love can hit you at any time, dress the way you want to dress so that when love does hit you, it's the real deal. Also, about the funny thing, funny's great, and of course, I think it's great to have a sense of humor, but realize your date isn't a stand-up comedy show, you know what I mean? So, okay. if the girl's laughing too much, maybe that's a bad thing, buddy, especially if you're not making jokes, and she's just like, you know, maybe you should walk away.
And there's this other thing.
Or run away.
That I remember speaking to one of the guy friends of mine, and I talked about being funny. I was like, hey, it takes a girl a lot of courage to put herself down sometimes and just to be funny. I know there's something wrong with the tone or something that's just very specific when you describe a female. But anyhow, so his reaction was like, so she's funny, great. But is she just funny? There's like nothing else? And then I just realized sometimes, well, women are being judged by a different set of criteria, especially in relationships and dating as opposed to men. And it's almost like you need to be beautiful, sexy, and funny to be the whole thing. And you can't just be funny. But when a guy is just funny, that's seen as still a really positive thing.
I don't think that's necessarily the case. I mean, I don't think guys will be successful in the dating pool if they also don't look their best and they don't have a good personality that's easy to kind of laugh at or feel comfortable around. I think those kind of things are going to limit your dating pool. And at least if somebody is dating you, maybe they're not dating you for the right reasons. Maybe they're dating you just because of your money, but not because of your personality or that you're attractive to them, right? Maybe it's just the amount of money in your wallet, and in which case, it's not genuine. Also, another thing here is don't talk too much. This is one I think is still relevant today. And this isn't one that I would say is just relevant to women. In fact, I think most often, guys, if you're listening, guys, nobody thinks you're that cool. You know, everybody's the same amount of cool, and you're there with them. And I think as a gentleman, you should not be talking about yourself all the time, but rather talk about her. You know, if she says something, have a follow-up. Make them feel special and let them know that you're listening. I think this is where the guy has a chance to shine. And in fact, in these potholes that I would say this 90s dating Bible is a bit sexist, guys can read something like this and see that the bar was set so low for males in the 90s, and you can shine as a gentleman by saying, you know, instead of talking too much about myself, why not talk more about her, get to know her, and ask her questions? These kind of things make them feel special.
That is a great advice, because a man who can listen, who can hear, and do not judge, and do not try to actually fix the problem is a man of gold.
And I think it shows that you're interested in more than just their looks.
Yes, and also I understand this is not only for dating, but also for maintaining a relationship. That is, I understand it's the man's instinct to fix the problem. But remember, when girls complain, it's not about having you fixing their problems. They're just trying to channel their emotion. So if you can just listen to it without trying to fix it, without trying to fix her problem so she can enjoy her little perfect life.
Then what's the point of you venting
to me? The point is to be supportive, to be there for her, to be her rock, so she can feel safe, and then she can trust you and can be a great girlfriend.
You need to stop reading so many romance books, okay? And come back to the real world. No, I mean, I'm all for that and making somebody feel special, and these kind of things really matter during the dates, but at the same time, ladies, too, just anybody in a relationship, you know, give, you know, whatever you take, give. Don't just expect this guy to be your vent. Eventually, it's going to blow up in your face. Relationships, both people need to feel equally important and equally appreciated and equally listened to, all right? So shoot for that in all of these. If any of these, if we're making it seem like it applies to one sex, then we're doing a bad job. This is both sexes. Nowadays, I feel like really people are looking not at the genitalia you have on your body, but who you are as a person and what's inside. That's really what matters most. And this is where you can show that. It's not necessarily dependent on your gender, more dependent on what kind of person you are.
You're absolutely right in saying that, but unfortunately, we don't wear our hearts on our chest that people can just see directly. And, right? So often, it's almost like peeling the onion.
But why don't we do that?
Why don't we?
Why don't we wear our hearts on our chest? Why do we hide it?
Because it's a horrible, scary world out there. Sometimes it's just...
Yeah, but how can you want
little technique.
How can you want honesty if you don't give honesty yourself? It seems a bit hypocritical. A lot of these people say, oh, you know, I want somebody that's real and blah, 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 you know, that... Why don't you wear your heart on your chest? You know, if somebody doesn't like you, then it should be easy to ignore them because they don't like you for you. And at the end of the day, you should like yourself enough to be able to wear your heart on your chest.
Yeah. And
in your life, you're only going to be you. Don't try to be anybody else.
Brian, you do spill words of gold from time to time. And I totally agree with that. But, okay, I've done that, actually. Wearing my bloody heart.
I'm sure you have.
But it didn't work out well. And then I learned something from it. That's like...
What do you mean it didn't work out well? I'm confused. Was it your problem? Was it their problem? Did a problem happen?
Or? It seemed like my heart didn't match his heart. How's that?
Well, then why does that reflect badly on you? Just realize, like, sometimes it doesn't work out. And that doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with your heart. Don't initially blame yourself.
I'm not blaming myself, but I realized that I can't... It's not worthwhile doing.
Why would you hide it and think it's worthwhile doing that?
I don't think you should just be wearing it. I think you should be seeing through interaction if this person deserves to go through that.
I think you should. You're going to save yourself a lot of time. And maybe you can look at the silver lining of this case. If somebody doesn't like you for your bloody heart and it didn't work out, and you'd be like, oh, woe is me. Instead, just be like, hey, I just saved a lot of time not being with somebody that didn't like me for being me.
Well, my problem actually is heart is really complicated. It's like a book. You say you cannot judge a book by its cover, but you gotta read so many pages to actually understand the book. I can wear my heart out there, but it takes you at least a year to understand the whole content of my heart. It's not just
one side. It's just like the introduction, or if you turn the book on the back, you read a summary of the story. That's what I'm saying, girl. Is put your summary out there.
I can put my summary
out there. So that I can decide
if
I want to read
enough.
Your book or not. You know, chances are if I'm reading the title and it's like Dark Desires, I'm not going to read it because it sounds like a raunchy romance novel and I'm just not into that. But if the title's like dark, I'm like, what's this about? Oh, I want to take a closer look.
Exactly.
But don't make me start reading this book. I don't got time for that.
Mm-hmm.
By the time I read the book and I'm like, oh, that was a horrible book and it's like these raunchy romance. I wish I would have known that before I spent all that time in this relationship. I mean, if you can have people being more upfront, wouldn't that save a lot of time?
I totally agree. And I think the discussion today is to find the right title for your book.
That could be one way of looking at it. But also, Ryan, I think sometimes people change and people sort of adjust to each other. What you're saying, like, by just looking at the title...
Do you really think people change?
I think people make compromises for each other if they really like each other.
Compromises doesn't necessarily mean you're changing. It just means you're compromising.
Okay, for example, so many people out there said that, oh, I was looking for the guy that is super tall with abs, and he's really smart. And
but all that's superficial.
And has a good heart. But in the end, so many of us ended up with the guy that isn't really that tall, nor is that much handsome. Hopefully he's got a good heart after some investigation and being together and that stuff. But then what you end up with is different from what you set out chasing after. So how can you say that wearing the heart can, you know, solve everything?
First of all, everything that you described is not anything I would consider wearing your heart. It's all superficial body stuff. And if you invest in that, not the person's personality or chemistry, you're going to be 80 years old spending time when you can't even do things like have sex. You're going to be spending time with this person and you're not even going to like being around them. You know, don't invest in the superficial.
Can I finish, please? Yes,
thank you.
Yes, yes.
Thank you very much. Don't invest in height. Don't invest in abs.
I have the abs.
Don't invest in all this stuff, because at the end of the day, that's not going to bring you happiness. It's just what you think is going to bring you happiness. And I could argue that society tells you that that's what you want when it's not really what you want. What you really want is talking to somebody, and that's where you wear your heart, is when somebody says, did you like Avatar? And, you know, most people would be like, oh yeah, Avatar was great, you know, but maybe I hated Avatar. And I'm like, nah, that movie is stupid. And they're like, I thought it was stupid too, but everybody tells me they loved it and I just hate it. Oh, go, come here. And you guys just start kissing right there.
I thought that was
romance book. Write that down, J.K.
Yeah,
Rowling.
Yeah. Kissing voice scares me too.
All right, write that down. Oh. All right. Anyways, that's what I consider, because when you're 80 years old and your looks have gone, you can't even physically, you know, show each other that intimacy. One thing you will have is that connection that you've always had, so you can spend time always being entertained and loving the person that's in that room with you, whether they look good or not. It's not going to matter. We're all going to get old and wrinkly. But one thing that never changes, that'll always look great, is a personality. Mic drop. Oh! La, 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 la.
Well, I think I get what you're saying there. Being sincere, being who you are, try to find the one, that one puzzle that actually matches you. That's... Of course, very, very important. And even though we've discussed so many rules, like what kind of clothes should you put on when you go to dates? Should you be funny? Should you be, let's say, looking into the eyes of your date, or should you should you talk too much? Should you hide your scars maybe at the very first stage, or should you be very intimate with a guy without being ready? These are all some technical skills we can provide to help you actually find the puzzle that you've always been looking for.
And that was from the 1990s. And today, I think some things have changed, but some things don't seem to have changed that much. Mm. That is, well, okay. I'd start saying that keeping in check and preserving the male ego, but today, sometimes it is, I suppose, preserving both each other's ego and be happy, that kind of thing. You're listening to Roundtable.